The Book of Matthew, Chapter 9. Now it came to pass on one of those days that he gave commandment to depart to the other side. And when he had entered into the boat, his disciples followed him. And look, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the boat was covered with the waves. But he was asleep. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Save, Lord, we perish. And he says to them, Why are you fearful, O you of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this that even the winds and the sea obey him? And when he came to the other side into the country of the Gadarens, there met him a man possessed with demons coming forth out of the tombs, who was so strong that no man could bind him. And Jesus said to him, Come forth, you unclean spirit, out of the man. And he cried out, saying, What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I urge you, don't torment me. And Jesus asked him, What is your name? And he says to him, My name is Legion, for we are many. Now there was far off from them a herd of many swine being shepherded. And they implored him, saying, If you cast us out, send us away into the herd of swine. And he said to them, Go. And they came out and went into the swine. And look, the whole herd rushed down the steep into the sea and perished in the waters. And those who shepherded them fled and went away into the city, and told everything, and what was befallen to him who was possessed with demons. And look, all the city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they implored him that he would depart from their borders. And he entered into a boat and crossed over. And there came a ruler and fell at his feet, saying, My daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, and she will live. And Jesus arose and followed him, and so did his disciples. And look, a woman who had a discharge of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the border of his garment. For she said to herself, If I do but touch his garment, I will be made whole. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. And when Jesus came into the ruler's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a tumult, he said, Do not weep, for the girl is not dead, but sleeps. And they laughed him to scorn. But when the crowd was put forth, he entered in and took her by the hand, and the girl arose. And the news of this went forth into all that land. And it came to pass, when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed from there. And coming into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, From where has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Isn't this the carpenter's son? Isn't his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas? And his sisters, are they not all with us? From where then has this man all these things? And they were offended in him. But Jesus said to them, A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. And he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief.